It is Fat Tuesday, and communities from New Orleans to Eureka Springs to Fayetteville are celebrating in various ways. Food plays a major part in Mardi Gras, and recently, Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas went inside a local kitchen to find out how to make a Cajun delicacy, the beignet.
When I think of Mardi Gras, I think of New Orleans, naturally. And when I think of New Orleans, I think Cajun food. If I'm thinking Cajun food in Northwest Arkansas, I think of Monty Schmidt, owner and chef of Café Rue Orleans in Fayetteville. Monty grew up in New Orleans, attending Mardi Gras events. She says that because you're along the parade route literally all day long, the foods you bring have to last as long as you do.
When I think back of Mardi Gras, fried chicken's a big thing because you fry chicken and it keeps all day on the parade route. There's always a pasta salad, and it can be anything from, you know, shrimp to chicken pasta salad or just vegetarian pasta salad, because pasta goes a long way and it's filling. We always had king cake.
She says that Mardi Gras is all about tradition and family. Those that live outside of New Orleans return to see cousins, aunts, and uncles, and they expect a certain kind of food, much like on Christmas Day. For Maudie, that was Aunt Jenny's okra, shrimp, and crab gumbo.
I spent many a Mardi Gras at my Aunt Jenny's. She doesn't live far from St. Charles Avenue, which is the parade route, and so it's walking distance, and so it's one of those things when I look back on my childhood, I remember those things, going to her house, and you knew what you were going to eat because basically you had the same menu.
Along the parade route, you can purchase lots of different handheld foods, but not your traditional fair foods. These foods have a Cajun flair, like crawfish po' boys or beignets rather than a funnel cake.
It's probably the most mispronounced word, because it's B-E-I-G-N-E-T-S. So a lot of people say beignets, big nuts. We've heard some really crazy things through the years of how people pronounce it, but it's really beignet.
So what's the difference between a funnel cake and a beignet?
As a chef, the only difference is the shape. It's basically the same dough. You know, every culture has a fried dough. The Hispanic population, you have the sopapillas. The people from New Orleans and the Cajun culture, you have beignets. You have funnel cake is, you know, America, Middle America. It's kind of the same dough. It's a sweet dough, sort of a pancake dough. And they pour it into hot grease is a funnel cake and put powdered sugar on it. Beignets are rolled, a little stiffer dough, not quite as wet and runny. And then they're cut in squares and thrown in hot grease and then again powdered sugar on top. So, you know, we all have our little bread fried dough. Every culture has that.
A beignet uses a stiffer dough, not quite as wet and runny. It's rolled out and cut into squares, dropped in grease, and when it's finished, covered with powdered sugar. The Cajun version of fried dough. Maudie says that when she was growing up, there were two places to get beignets, one of which was Café du Monde, or CDM.
You can't not go to New Orleans and not eat a beignet. I mean, you just have to do it. It's just one of those rites of passage. We use the Café du Monde beignet mix. We order it about probably four times a year. We get cases of it, and we try not to ever run out. It's the same mix they use.
The process begins with mixing the CDM mix with water, covering it with plastic, and letting it rise for a couple of hours. Funny thing, when Café Rue was getting ready to open almost two decades ago, Maudie couldn't get her beignets to rise. She says they looked almost like potato chips. So she called Café du Monde for some advice.
So I get this lady on the phone. Hey, darling, how you doing? I said, hi, I have a question about your beignets. So she says, well, how you doing it? I said, well, I'm adding water and I'm letting them rise a little bit, but they not rising in the oil. And so she said, where you at? I said, I'm in Arkansas. She goes, well, how high is it there? I said, how high, like the altitude? And she said, yeah. I said, I don't know, we're probably about 1,200, 1,500 feet above sea level. She goes, well, in New Orleans, darling, you know we're 6 feet below sea level, so you got to do something different. I said, I know, that's why I'm calling you. She says, try hot water. I said, like boiling water? She said, no, just like turn your faucet on and let it run and get hot and then use hot water instead of cold water. And let's see how those do. She says, call me tomorrow.
It worked, and they've been using warm water ever since.
So you want to make some beignets?
Is that okay?
Let's go in the kitchen.
Maudy spreads some flour onto a cutting board and takes a tennis ball size of the dough, dividing it into three, because beignets always come three to an order.
And what we try to do is make them nice and square. And what we're just rolling them in flour and just hand pressing them. It's really not rocket science. And then you get a nice little square. I like to tug on it a little bit because it kind of spreads out the surface and it won't be real doughy in the middle.
She turns around, and in this small kitchen, the deep fryer is practically behind her. She drops one of the squares of dough into the hot oil.
And it's going to start to sizzle. It'll puff up. And get really big, brown, and we'll turn them over once or twice.
They take about 4 or 5 minutes to cook, gradually puffing up more and more and getting browner and browner. Maudie uses tongs to flip them over a couple of times.
They're just swimming in grease. And then when we get them out of the grease, we'll immediately toss them with some powdered sugar. That's the powdered sugar, that sugary goodness going on. Most people want lots of it. And you have to be careful when you eat these, because not only are they hot, but if you suck air in, you're gonna choke on powdered sugar. So that's one of the things. You know, you don't eat them. You don't eat beignets with a black t-shirt, because you're gonna be wearing powdered sugar all day long. And you can see, I mean, too bad you don't have smell-o-vision, because these smell, I mean, yeasty and pretty good.
Yep.
If you go to New Orleans, you ought to go see.